Right, but that was done inside of a point of information. Okay. Well, we can take up Carolyn's suggestion if you know, if that's probably we should anyway, but if no one has any problems with it.
Point of information.
Talking about that.
Point of information. Can we see the report, and if not, why not? Can the report be sent to the committee, the assessment?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I'll just say that the Pacifica National Board has not seen such a report, and maybe what we should do is just ask that they do. If a report exists, it would be great to see it. Even the PNB hasn't seen it.
Rob said, of course, we can't see it. I don't understand why he said that.
You don't understand why he said that?
I'm definitely fuzzy, too, here.
Yeah, Rob, why did you say, point of information to you, Rob. You said, of course, we cannot see this assessment. Why did you say, why is that so?
Because, you know, Andrea, because we're involved in an institutional game of poker right now. And we're not going to see this information because management doesn't want us to have it. They don't want us to make decisions about technology and about other issues, because they don't want to engage the governance structure in making decisions on where we go. And as a result of that, we can't have intelligent discussion.
Well, then, may I get on the stack?
Okay.
I would like to propose that we set up our own, if that's the case. There's so many problems here. First of all, I would suggest that we set up our own working group to go around to the stations and make an assessment. That group be composed of people in technology or in ops from each of our stations. We recommend them. They work together and they present a report to us. The technology ops people themselves present a report to us from their perspective of what is, you know, what the inventory is at each station, what's missing at each station, what they would recommend, what the best practices are that they've found, so on. And we get a report ourselves.
It seems to me that this stands either against or with another motion on the floor. So,
I'm sorry, I don't understand the parliamentary nature, but.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well.
Apologize.
This is Wendy.
Yeah. So anyway, a study is needed to do what Rob is saying, apparently, so it ties into it. So, okay,
they've been doing a study for 2 years. I mean,
well, then
something's
we should get
out
access
there.
To it. If we can't get access to it, we should get a
report. Okay, Wendy's got the floor. Go ahead.
I appreciate what everybody's going through here. I just want to remind everyone that what this committee does is recommends things to the Pacifica National Board, who then passes them, and they have a little more power than we do on this committee. And so it seems to me that what this committee does is recommends that the PNB do a study of the technological capacities of all five stations, you know, strengths and weaknesses, and present it to the PNB, and then they can refer to this committee whatever they want to. And, we have a new ED now. I think some of the frustrations Rob's going through might be we should test them to see if they're with the new management or not. We don't know. The whole point is not to, talk about how bad somebody is, but to figure out what we can all do to make us all good. So what the motion should be, I think, is to commission some kind of a study on the strengths and weaknesses of our technological capacities. If we're talking about IT web stuff, Maybe we can do it that way. What are our strengths and weaknesses at each station? And then we can move towards fixing them.
Well, is that a motion? I would second that.
It's not a very good motion, but...
I'll second a not-so-good motion.
Carolyn here?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I think that's a substitute motion for my motion, and I certainly will accept that. So if that would pass, then mine would be moot.
Well, maybe yours is better.
No, I like the idea of commissioning a study, but my original focus was on the web interface and how unwieldy it was. This is a totally different thing that Rob brought up, but it's quite relevant and maybe
there's already a study. You have to ask yourself why it's not being shared with you. And
well, but we can demand that it do be.
Well, we can, or this motion would lead people to say, let's not reinvent the wheel, we'll just release the original.
I'm going to withdraw my motion because we're not making headway here.
It's a pretty big task to take on what we're talking about.
No, it's not, Michael.
I don't mean to be working against you, Rob. I think we're on the same page.
You know, we can manage to prevent ourselves from doing anything significant, and that's exactly what we're doing. So don't let me stop you now.
Okay. Well, we should
point of information.
I should collect
you
this.
You do, yeah.
Go forward. Go ahead. Someone had a point about.
Is Rob suggesting that we ask for the original study to be released?
No, I'm just withdrawing everything that I said. There is a study that's out there. We've known about it for 2 years. We haven't seen it. It hasn't been concluded. It's out there, and we can't do anything, you know, without saying that. On the other hand, our job is to advise the network on emerging technologies, as David pointed out at the last meeting. And there are a lot of things going on in emerging technologies, none of which we're responding to, whether or not we take into account the condition of our different stations. You know, our concern should be that if we as a committee are going to have any impact, we ought to be concerned that the best things that are going on at some stations are shared with other stations. But we can't get that information because as an organization, we won't talk with one another.
Hang on a second. I'll take the point of information, but we have to get on track here. And currently on the table, I guess we have a withdrawn motion, but we still have Carolyn's substitute winding Carolyn's discussion about doing an independent study. Okay, point of information.
Thank you. Rob, are you saying that we cannot get it? We cannot try to get it? Is that what you're saying?
No, you can try to get it.
Okay, well then...
I'm just saying we're hiding, we're keeping information from ourselves. We're playing games again, the same games we've played for decades.
But I'm sorry, there's another part of my point of information. Is that assessment out of date by now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. We need to exercise a little patience with the foundation, I think, at this exact moment. So are we wishing to take up Carolyn and Wendy's concern now?
Yeah. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay. Well, let's give it a body by articulating the motion and then discussing it.
Wendy?
Well, I mean, maybe Henry wrote it down. All I said was that perhaps better than saying, you know, let's share what's best when who's going to decide what's best, let's get a report on the technological capabilities of each unit. Let's ask the PNB to get a report on the technological capabilities of each unit so we know where to go from there.
We're asking the PNB, is that the gist of your motion?
It involves personnel, so this committee is not going to be able to get it as easily as the PNB can, and all the PNB can do is ask the ED for something. So, you know, the we recommend PNB ask the ED for a report on the technological. What is the wording I want, Rob? I mean,
inventories is what he was using.
Inventories.
The state of the technological
capabilities.
We said we were going to do an inventory and an assessment years ago. So theoretically, that's been happening, and there is some document that describes that.
Well, and that's what we're asking for.
Yes.
And the document is from when, Rob?
The plan to do that was undertaken years ago under Greg Guma.
John's been working on it.
But it's been, Pete Caracas and John Almella have been working on it, as I understand, for some time.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Is John on this call?
No.
Okay, I thought
yes, I am.
John, are you here? Maybe they.
Yes.
This is Henry. Can I get in?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I think John's
Yeah, John is speaking.
Yeah, I am
Henry,
on the call.
Did you have a comment?
I asked for a reason because I wanted to see if John could enlighten us on whether there has been sort of report on a technology assessment of five stations.
There was a report on the operational technology and IT. I didn't do one on web. I did it for Nicole when she came in.
And do you know if there has been any report on the website for the five stations?
I didn't feel that was something that's in my area of expertise, so I don't know if one has been done. There's been discussion about it.
Sorry. I'm sorry, John. What did you say? What was the last thing?
I said there has been discussion on it.
Where?
The operations collective discussed it in Houston.
Well, Carolyn, I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is Bob. So we started the discussion on the question of the websites and their capacity. Now it's broadened to technology in general, and that's a huge undertaking to do an assessment of. I mean, it's good to hear that John has done some of that, but I think we should keep it more manageable and get back to the original topic, which is what are the strengths and weaknesses of each website, what best practices can be brought in from some sites to strengthen other sites, and not kind of get so broad that we're going to impose a huge burden on management right now. I think we should keep it kind of one task at a time. So that's
I agree with Bob.
I think the motion should ask the executive director if she can inform the board and the committee about provide a report on the status of the five websites and the Pacifica website and what can be done to share best practices among them.
Well, Carolyn,
yep, Carolyn, you're up.
Yeah, I think it's, we're looking at two different things. If the report that was done is about the operations and the capacity and so on, that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the websites. So I think that what we need to do is to perhaps form a task force among ourselves to first describe the problem and maybe bring it back to the next meeting with a motion that we can live with. I would like to see the websites compare the best features of each outlined, and then we can decide where to go with this, to recommend a uniform website, web interface for every station, a uniform across five stations, or leave them individual but require or recommend that certain things be included on every website, even if they look different. But at first, I think we need to know what the nature of the issue is. And I would say just an analysis of the five websites would be a good start. So I would like to withdraw then a motion that we recommend that the PMB do a study or release a study, because clearly that's a different matter from what we're looking at.
Okay, that one's withdrawn. Wendy, where do you stand with your motion?
Well, it seems to me, like I'm just going to say it again, that all this group can do is recommend something to the PNV that they recommend to the ED. So, if you guys want to withdraw, asking the PNV to ask the ED to do anything until we form a task force and decide what it is, I guess I'm okay with that. I think that... if we want to move forward, though, that I think it's still okay to ask them. Well, I don't know. I mean, I brought it up on the fly in this meeting. If you guys want to table it, then fine. But we still have to, the idea is a good one, is to figure out what each of our websites can do and share, like Rob said, share what we can with the other ones. I only changed it because I didn't like the thing of saying, well, what works best, and people then going, well, who knows what works best? Who says what works best, I don't know. I'm ready to abandon it if it's sufficiently questioned. It's like...
This is Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
And Andrea, after Bonnie. Please.
And Henry.
I'm just thinking that maybe putting this committee to work, websites are actually for listeners. And I'm not sure that it wouldn't be a good project for a group of people on the committee who are interested in doing it to go and hang out at all five websites and at the Pacifica.org website and come up with some observations about what works, what doesn't, what features are intriguing and seem to be fun to play with and useful on websites, and maybe we could come up with just a little bit better understanding of it and also make some suggestions as to things that might enhance these websites. I know that, certainly Pete has put out that he welcomes feedback, and I'm not sure how much of it he actually gets from us.
Andrea?
I don't think that... I would like to reinvigorate... Wendy's motion simultaneously with Carolyn's project. If there is a report, or if there isn't one, or if it needs to be updated, I mean, to somehow organize a report on the technological status of the stations in other areas and all the other areas would be important. It's certainly important to the people in operations at BAI. I imagine it is to the people in operations at the other stations. So to make a recommendation to the PNB to create such a study or produce such a study, I don't think that's a bad idea. I don't see why we can't have things moving on all fronts. People seem to feel an urgent need for them at the stations right now. I don't understand why we need to put it off.
How about this?
Well, who's about to speak? Henry's on the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of points. One is that if there's an existing study, I would just remind people that Pacifica Foundation is governed by the California Corporations Code, which states that every director has the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all books, records, and documents of every kind. So legally, any of those of you who are directors have an absolute right to request of whatever part of management might have this report to get a copy of it and to make a copy and to do what you wish with it. So, I don't know. I would hope that this wouldn't get us into a big constitutional legal crisis, in fact, it's perfectly clear that directors have that right. And it's also in the bylaws. My suggestion is that somebody who's a director should just go ask for it and see what happens. But also, I Rob seems to know more about this report, but I get the sense that it sounds like it's not something that dealt with the issues that, as somebody pointed out, Andrea, I guess, we're you know, we're really talking in this discussion about the websites and not about the overall technical issues. And I get the sense that, that whatever report might exist probably doesn't go into any depth about the and certainly isn't up to date about the features, usability, and so on of the websites. And I think that's a sounds to me like that's a perfectly reasonable project for us to do, as Bonnie was suggesting, that we should, you know, I don't know, there are various ways we could organize ourselves to do it, but that that's something that the, this committee could do is put together our own assessment of the of the of the websites of the five stations and the foundation, and then see what comes out of that, and maybe out of that eventually we could move to a recommendation to the PNB. But we just count it as a as an internal project. Someone was saying the only thing the committee can do is make recommendations to the PNB, but I don't think that's the case. We don't have the power to direct to anybody else, but we can undertake activities on our own.
This is Bill.
All right. There's another voice.
I just want to say that I really don't have any knowledge of a specific document. I just think that it's out there. I haven't seen any such document, but I know that people have been working on it, so I think it's there. So I think it should be shared with this committee. And I think the fact that it's not is a problem, but I don't know. I don't have any special information. Henry.
All right. Well, it's time to close this meeting, I think, isn't it? Or do we want to take it longer? I mean, I want to wrap up this business, but I want to know how much time we have to do it. Do we want a two-hour meeting, or do we want the chair to sort of get the question taken care of and hang up?
Maybe we should defer to the East Coast.
I'll speak to that.
Go ahead.
I personally would like to at least clear this, these two issues up, come to some conclusion about them. And I like to hear... If people aren't too worn out, I would like to hear how HD Radio is doing in Houston, at least. I think that's the only one that's up and running.
Okay. Well, that gives us one idea about how to close the agenda. Anyone else?
This is Bob. Yeah, that sounds fine to me, as long as we can wrap it up by about 10:30 Eastern. That's 25 minutes from now.
Okay. Let's work towards that goal. 10:30 or sooner. All right. So this motion is at a point where we are, as I see it, either going to do a self and perhaps go from there to directing, asking the PNB to direct management to do something, or to do both things simultaneously. So.
There's two points. May I get on the screen?
Okay, Andrea, go ahead.
There's two things. There's, you know, ourselves beginning to analyze the websites, as Bonnie and Carolyn have suggested, in some permutation, some, you know, in some configuration. And there's the other question of this report, this assessment, whether it exists or not. But there's also the assessment that John prepared for Nicole. So there are at least two assessments going around and to ask for them, to see them.
Okay, may I say something as the chair? Sort of been
Please, chair. Go ahead.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Well, I think Bob is right. I'll just reiterate what he said. You know, the web is what we're talking about right now, and it seems very sensible to me to say that we'll have a task force from the committee proceed to look at each website. But the whole issue of technology at Pacifica is sort of on the board, you know, and that's not just the digital or the internet, but it's everything, you know, which has to do with what stations own what technologies and equipment and capital. And I don't think anybody has that in mind on this committee. to actually look at the report that that John was generating. Now, some of that information, you know, might help, but it just doesn't seem to me, in short, that we have a focus. And if you could focus looking at this report that, you know, happened, it probably, you know, we'd have a whole different discussion looking at the information that we see from there. So to me, we've got two separate things going here, and I'm all in favor of doing something constructive, like having a group from this committee look at the websites. I think that's totally realistic, and I'd be proud to see it done. Okay, thanks.
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, one thing we can all do is look at one report that exists and is online at PacificaFoundation.org under the, the national main page, and it's a Pacifica Internet report from July 2007 by Pete Caracas. It mainly focuses on the national websites, but it sort of in passing mentions some of the local ones. So we could all just read that and then maybe ask Pete as a committee, we could just ask him if there are other reports that he has created that are not actually online, but that are public reports on the different websites. That could help us, you know, so we're not totally reinventing the wheel.
What's that called again? I'm sorry.
It's on PacificaFoundation.org on the page called National Main Page, and the report is titled Pacifica Internet Report, July 2007.
Thank you.
And I was also saying that we could just informally ask Pete if there are other such reports, either before or since, that bear on not only the national sites, but the local sites, that he could share with us, you know, if their reports have been public.
I don't want, since I expressed my opinion, I don't want to really lead the motion. So I know that we have one kind of by Bonnie, and then someone reasserted the motion to ask the executive director for information, and perhaps that person could speak now. The person who wants to speak to report, was it Andrea?
That was me, Andrea. I said to ask for those reports. I mean, Henry's right. When I asked why can't we see them, he's right. We have the directors that can request these reports, the ones that have been written, that we understand to have been written. There's a recent one by John, and then there's this other one that Rob says was commissioned 2 years ago or begun 2 years ago. It seems to me that in order to incorporate emerging technologies, we need to have a sense of what the existing technologies are and what they feel that are needed and what, you know, what is missing.
Okay. Do you see that relating to the motion to study the web pages, Andrea?
Well, there's two different motions. One is the web page motion, and one is to get the reports on the assessments of the technologies as they exist. This is in order to consider migrating best practices, as Rob suggests, and also incorporate emerging technologies, whatever they may be, whatever digital technologies may be, incorporated, and also how to work with the websites.
Okay. Two separate motions. I don't think you can have two motions on the floor. So at the same time, or anyway, we need to handle one and then the other. So let's go with Andrea's motion since you're talking. Andrea has a motion which I guess is basically to request of the executive director the report, the inventory report, and any reports really that she has on technology.
Right, the technology assessment.
And we would ask the I guess we were asking the directors to hand the report to the technology committee if it's appropriate.
Yeah, we're asking the directors to request the report, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have an objection to that?
Carolyn here?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I kind of do. I have a feeling that if it was something that I'm a little bit uneasy about asking for a report that was done recently, and I suspect if it should have been released, it would have. And I'm wondering if it's
no.
What we're looking for. In other words, we don't even know what it's about, actually. So I would say let's just leave the directors out of this and ask the ED for the report. And if for some reason we feel that we're getting stonewalled, then the directors can go ahead and do what they have to do.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion that we ask the executive director for technologies and inventory, current technologies and inventory, technologies and...
Assessments.
Yeah, inventories and assessments.
This is Bob. I think it should, if we're going to be asking for the report directly, I think it should be amended to say, with the exception of any confidential personnel aspects of the report. Now, I don't know what's in it, but it could very well be that it includes some assessments of individuals, which would not be appropriate for us.
Okay. Does anybody have a problem with that? That's a friendly amendment. I think we got the spirit of it, force her to turn over something which is inappropriate. We can't force her to do anything, but to indicate that, you know, we want something that's inappropriate. So, Henry, did you get that motion?
I got Bob's amendment. I'm a little unclear where about what happened with Carolyn's objection.
I think she's cool because we're going to go directly from the committee.
So, in other words, it's just the committee requesting it. The committee is going to request it, not the directors. Is that what we changed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless anyone has objections to that.
No.
Okay. So, if you... It's kind of got the language is a little mucky as it was delivered. So, if you could read that... language in some clear form, Henry?
Okay, well, what I have, the most recent version from Andrea was just that, I guess as amended or clarified by Carolyn, is that the committee is going to request of the executive director any current reports, inventories, or assessments on the technological capabilities of the stations in the network. With Bob's amendment, with the exception of any confidential personnel material.
Okay, that's the motion. So, do I hear any objections to the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the motion passes. Henry will send that to me, and then I'll forward it to Nicole, is how that one will look, if it's okay with everybody. Okay, then we go on to the last piece of business before the HD update, and that last piece of business has to do with an in-committee self-designated analysis of the national and station websites. And that was Bonnie who was leading that one. So go ahead, Bonnie.
Just that we either we can make it as simple as anyone on this committee who wants to take part in it, or I guess we could make it a separate task force, although that always seems a little cumbersome to me. Sit down and spend some time playing with and using all of our websites, and then we come together and make some observations on things that we find that we especially think work well, and then we can discuss getting the information to the various webmasters or whatever chain of communication we should be using, just to see if we can get some synergy going. And if somebody wants to put that in motion form, that would be great.
I think it can go into motion pretty handily, and then we need to determine who's on, you know, the what members wanted to do that project. Okay, I would think those are the two things to get done. So, Henry, did you?
I wrote down a lot of what Bonnie said, but it didn't really sound like a motion to me because she left several things unanswered, like we designating specific people or anybody on the committee or what.
Right.
I just was kind of fishing for what everybody else thinks is the best way to set something like that up. Can I just ask if there are a number of people who would be interested in doing this work?
Bob.
Carolyn.
Rob.
Wendy.
No.
Andrea.
All right. Everybody's coming to the party.
Yeah. I would share that, Michael. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do with it, but I'd certainly join.
I have some time off. I'll use it for you guys.
Oh,
right. Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Bill on the...
Yeah, I'm interested.
Surprise, Bill.
Limited amount of time for this, but I think it's...
Yeah.
Couldn't we just, rather than electing people or appointing people, couldn't we just have everyone on the committee who wants to take part in this? I don't think having additional eyes and hands on the websites making observations is a problem.
No.
If we share with each other, we may think of things that to look at too.
I was going to say maybe we could just propose on the list until we come to some agreement about what to look at and how to write it up.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. I mean, I'm hopeful that what we'll discover is that we all find things that actually are, you know, maybe in a small way, but kind of inspiring. And we may also find things that sometimes when webmasters build things, because they are much more adept than we are at the technology, they don't get built in the most user-friendly way. Or we may find that one website has something that really works well and easily as we listeners try to use it, and, you know, form a report that kind of puts all of these things together.
Absolutely.
We could also, like, get other people to help us do it. Hey, y'all, my friends, check it out. Tell us what's good, what's not, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear what's being said. I'm going to try to get this thing wrapped up in 10 minutes. We want an HD report from KPFT. So do we have a person who would be the point person on this thing?
On looking at the websites?
Yeah, the person to do the website studies.
Well, I'll be glad to outline a way of moving, put it on the list for people to critique. That would get us started. I don't know.
That'd be good.
Good.
Okay. Well, I guess we should vote. The motion is to form a group or to have the committee itself either way. But let's just say the committee, since it's open to anybody on the committee.
Everybody should look at the things. The ones that do it will do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The committee will make a study of the Pacifica National and Station.
The user-friendliness of each website.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right, so Henry, did you get that?
Okay, the committee will make a study of Pacifica and Station websites.
And report back,
okay, with special attention to user-friendliness. How about that?
That's good.
Okay.
How about whatever promotes digital distribution.
Okay.
Can we add that in a friendly
way?
Yeah,
please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Bill? I'm suggesting adding and whatever else encourages digital distribution, what characteristics of the websites. When we get some examples going, it'll probably help us all.
Good. All right, so, Henry,
okay.
We have that crafted.
You want me to read back what I have now?
Please.
Okay, the committee will make a study of the Pacifica and individual station websites with special attention to user friendliness and other characteristics that promote digital distribution and report back to itself, I guess. We have the committee doing it.
Are there any objections to that motion? The next meeting, by the way, is the 25th of June. Okay, a quick report. Bill, do you want to give the HD report, or Wendy?
I can start.
Okay.
This is for KPFT. Well, we started broadcasting on our HD transmitter about a little over a year ago, I believe, and on just HD1. FCC requires the HD1 to be the same as the analog, so that really didn't provide any extra programming material, just maybe a little better quality. We've been limited since then by the fact we only have our studio to transmitter link only supports a single stereo channel. And so, but recently, a few weeks ago, our engineer has got HD2 going up with some programming, basically what he could get from the internet. And that's sort of temporary. We have Democracy Now at 2x other than what we have now. I'm blanking out. I forget some other shows that we've got on. Most of it's filled up with BBC, which we got a waiver from BBC to allow them to cover it on HD2 for a couple of months. And our program council and management have been talking about for some time, actually, time shifting some of our more popular programs, like having them on 12 hours later or weekday programs on weekends or something like that, but they haven't got the details worked out yet. And we have a grant proposal in that we'll probably hear about late summer, early fall, a PTFT grant to hopefully get better equipment for the studio transmitter link. That's it in a nutshell.
I have a question, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Does anyone there know whether, I would assume some of the commercial stations that have converted to HD have made a study of how many HD radios are out there in the Houston area? Does anyone know if that information has been obtained?
I don't think anybody at the station really knows it. I think the assumption is not very many people do.
Yeah, more than one.
I was told Ford Radio is supposed to be, Ford Motor Company is supposed to be putting HD radios on all their cars starting this fall, and I think one of the European car companies is already doing that.
I think it's Jaguar. This is John. I hear that there's 500,000 radios out there in the U.S., but the last figures.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
500,000?
500,000.
Well, that's more than one in Houston. Maybe there's two in Houston.
Well, can I just suggest maybe KPFT and any other station considering, which WBAI is trying to move down that path, would think about perhaps adding as a premium whatever is the cheapest digital radio that then could be offered directly to listeners, you know, for a little bit of an added cost as a way of promoting to the analog listeners the fact that there is this second station that is now available.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I completely agree, and, you know, I listen not happy with all of our programming on KPFT. I often do listen to NPR in the morning, and they, you know, they do that. They've, since they started, the Houston NPR station has been like they put better public affairs programming on their HD channels than they do on their analog channels. And, you know, I'm often wondering, do they get a better deal from NPR on that? Did they, like, whatever it is, they've been a big-time push on offering or trying to get people to buy HD radios. And I think we did actually, for a minute there, offer some HD radios as premiums.
They're coming up for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hello. I mean, it's a no-brainer. This is what Lou Hill did when FM was nobody knew about FM. Is, you know, you subscribe to the station, you get a radio. So yes, we are talking about that a lot. I have another thing I can add on HD radio if we're ready for that. It's nothing to do. Well, so, I mean, I agree with Bill on what he said on what, you know, yay, now we're able to offer a second HD channel. This is, like, really new for us. It requires a whole other set of, you know, almost program directors and programming. Even if you just put your shift, your other stuff, you have to have a place to broadcast it. And if anybody's been to KPFT, they know we're kind of short on space, but we're moving in that direction, and we're very proud that we actually are able to offer HD radio broadcasting and, you know, look forward to helping people get radios to hear us. I'm on the NFCB, Nation of Community Broadcasters listserv, and it came through today that there's been a decision by the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting Board, on how licensing would work for your second and third HD channels. And basically what they decided was that in order to continue to get your CSG service, which is what we all enjoy at Pacifica and most of the other stations that get CPB funding, get the CSG grant, they were saying that they have decided that your second and third digital channels have to be within what they called the CPB schedule. I forget what they called it, but what they're saying is that basically they've decided that if you're going to have HD 1, 2, and 3, and as Bill said, HD 1 has to be the same as your analog channel, second and third channels, it's kind of been up in the air. People have been speculating on whether they could lease out those second and third channels to other entities, say maybe one of those ever popular religious stations or whatever. CPB board has decided that your second and third HD channels have to be in line with their mission, which is basically means that whatever mission you were licensed with or that CPB thinks you have has to be the same. So you can't send out, you can't lease your second and third HD channels off to a completely different entity. It has to all be part of the radio station. So that's something that's just come up in the last week.
Wow, that's good
information. That's interesting. It's good or bad depending on what you were planning to do with it. But
it's not a decision yet. It's just
I'll send it to you guys. The thing I got, I'll send it to the group. I think it is a decision. Or the board of CPB has decided it. I don't think anybody's higher than them. It's, you know, basically, yeah, you could do something else with it, but you won't get your CPB funding anymore, I think is what it is. So I'll send the thing that I read off to you guys and the explanation I got after I questioned it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So that does it for the HD report, I think.
Yeah, get people to buy radio. It'll be better for all of us.
And it's 10:30 in the east, so we will join again as 25th of June at 8:30 Eastern time. And so I'll hear a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you all very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.